Welcome to F. Bill Masterpiece Theater, episode number 39, December 26, 2006. This show is a compilation of previously recorded material, most of it coming from the sound checks that we do before the show. Currently, the F. Bill crew is skiing in Russia on vacation for the Hanukkah break. We'll return in 2007, hopefully, if Big City actually makes it back from New Zealand and doesn't decide to take up residence on the set of the Lord of the Rings. So, to you and your family, have a happy and safe holiday season. From Big City, Malice Factor, and myself, Frank White. Have a happy, happy, joyously blessed, wonderful, amazing New Year.
Dude, wow. We are live.
Hey, help. Jesus.
See, I guess we gotta lower the volume.
We're no, making... on you. You have to lower the volume on you. That's what it is.
Apparently, I have to fucking play Warcraft 3 now since I don't have a fucking internet connection. You fucked me again.
Well, you want me to put it back on?
Definitely, okay, have the hum show the back use on? Of the word
yeah,
right
sure.
There.
You know,
full capabilities.
We can turn the switch back on, man.
No, that's quite all right.
Maybe one of these days I'll buy a new Switch.
Sweet.
Maybe one of these days you'll buy a headphone amp.
Cash, man.
Fuck it.
Same
How expensive would that magazine right there?
Mike D pay for that.
Why can't he pay for a headphone amp?
All right, stop recording right now.
Stop recording right now?
Yeah, play it back. Play it back. Kill all our mics. Kill everything.
Kill it all.
Say a couple more things. Anything.
You know, when they told me I'd be going in for this job application, it wasn't anything about this toilet. Where are we in a toilet?
That works, okay. And I don't know about the toilet. That's,
It's a Jerk City reference.
Yeah.
I failed to see what the toilet has to do with my job application.
So,
one of my favorites.
So have you listened to our show yet?
I've listened to your show.
All right, so I'm Mr. White. I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
And then Big City, who was breaker into you.
This is my voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The voice of reason.
He's the man running the controls. And then there's... And
this is Malice Factor over here. And I'm being silent so Mr. White can, you know, do his thing and get all his stuff out of his system before...
No, he's definitely the one I hear the least.
Who, me?
Mr. Factor.
Mr. Factor.
Mr. Factor is the one I'm hearing the least because he's the one going, yeah.
But you can hear each of us?
I can hear each of you. Like I said, Mr. Factor might get cut out by Skype's magical speakerphone-like thing, but
right.
otherwise I can hear the rest of you fine.
Okay. I cranked you up.
You cranked me up?
Yeah.
Good.
There we go. It's a little better. All
right.
Good. I have been cranked.
Yeah, definitely cranked. I mean, you've gone from being completely quiet to a guy who's probably across the room saying, "Hey, don't touch that." But that's fine.
He's got a little bit sound. We, Big City and I are both on SM57s. Sure, SM57s. You know what I'm talking about?
A little bit.
Microphones. They're like your standard podium mic, guitar mic, different stuff. They're like $100. And Malice Factor is, there's a company called Blue that makes microphones from inexpensive to thousands of dollars.
Okay, I'm definitely getting something where every once in a while you're cutting out.
Really?
Am I cutting out at all?
No, you haven't cut out.
Yeah, nothing's
big. I'm a little bit of a Skype newbie myself. Every time I try to use it, some English guy comes on and insults me. So it's you know, like I had one now where I was trying to annoy Droops of Infonomicon. It turns out there's another guy named Droops, and he's not smart enough to figure out that I don't know him.
Yeah.
So I wasted like 10 minutes of really good life on this guy.
Damn.
And just halfway through, he's just like, "I don't run no radio." And I'm like, "Okay, all right, I am in the wrong room."
Hey,
and Schmucko went away, but he didn't even have a microphone.
Can you do that
so
voice again?
I'm talking to him like, is my voice good? He's like, yeah.
No.
So you
yeah,
didn't.
Whatever.
You didn't
good.
Know.
Yeah.
You didn't know it wasn't Droops because you're trying to test, and he was just saying,
right.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, no problem. Yeah.
It's like,
okay,
thanks,
yeah,
asshole.
I can hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. I'm like, is my voice good for radio? He's like, I guess. I don't listen to much radio. At that point, I'm like, oh, Droops is just being an asshole. And then after a while, I realized, no, Droops is being somebody who is other than Droops.
That's funny.
So anyway, yeah, that's the great wonder of Skype, is that now people get to randomly smash into each other. And when you make a wrong number, it is wrong across the fucking world.
This is true.
It's some guy in Slovenia, like, wrong number. All right, so I suspect in this thing, you're going to have a lot of stuff where we're going to have uncomfortable silences because the thing cut out some important word you said. But that's the nature of life.
That's the nature of it, and we don't do any editing, so that's the way it's going to have to be.
Right out in the open.
We fill the gaps though accordingly with different sounds and
sound of barking seals. Just have a wave.
Right, right.
we do use sound effects. I'm sure.
Oh, I know. I remember that.
All right, so Big City, play a couple, and we'll see how it mixes in. So you may hear sounds like this and me still talking.
Yay. What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that wires in perfectly. I can hear that.
Just all right, like fantastic.
Excellent.
So if you hear random thing of monkeys having sex or something, don't be alarmed.
Okay.
Works for me. I think I actually have everything turned off that could possibly annoy it. Nope. There. Now we're set.
So, you still sound pretty good stepping back there.
Well, it's a good mic and stuff, and I mean, I'm just turning away. If I turn away, it sounds like this, so it's not so bad. I was always the kid in high school that in the high school play, they never mic'd me.
Yeah.
So they were like, you have to learn to project like Jason. And of course the kids couldn't because they had reedy little high school-y voices. But I was a baritone, so.
So you talk to like this. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's the one thing people don't, you know, I mean. Well, now there's so many things of my voice. I guess now people just know what Jason Scott sounds like. But it wasn't always that way. So they would go, wow, you must be some little twerp. And I wouldn't sound like a little twerp. So, anyway. My sad childhood aside. So where do we want to start with this and stuff? Like I said, I'm probably going to pause so that I process it and then say something.
Okay.
Other than that, I am quite content. It sounds good. I'm standing up, which means I have energy.
Fantastic.
I'm like a drive time DJ. You know, some radio stations do that. They make the DJs stand up.
I tried that a couple shows ago. It threw off my mojo.
Yeah, it didn't work for you.
That's okay. When you get drunk and you stand up, that's why.
I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, you were. Is what that what the hell is that?
Whose phone
Who's
is
calling
that?
Us?
Is it somebody going, is the show on? Is the show on?
I'm not getting the signal.
We get signal.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Bakree? I don't know a Bakree. Okay.
Bakree?
Apparently you get people on the other side of the world on regular telephones, too.
Exactly.
Bakree is not...
Okay. Oh, wait. You must have been trying to reach the dead guy I got this phone from.
It's funny because it's Bakree. Bakree has been the latest one. When I first got the phone line, it was Mustafa. I'm not even kidding.
Mustafa was a very popular dude.
Is there really somebody named Mustafa? And I just thought that was like a fictional, like
a WWF character or something like that.
Well, you know, like all the Disney characters, they tend to name them after objects in other languages. So Mustafa, I think, was a lion. Just like flat, just meant lion. In African. So I could see naming someone Lionel. So, but that's what you get. You get these weird ass voice, and then they bring them here and they use them as proper names instead of anyway. So fuck it. I've got no tolerance for. The other thing I do when I'm on the cell phone and someone calls me is I go, "Oh my god, I hit somebody," and hang up. I do that with phone vendors, actually. They're great for that. You can usually cause a smoke break. And I think I just saved 5 other people from getting phone calls for the next 20 minutes. So
that's great.
So do you have you got a time limit or anything?
I have to be done by 2008.
All right. We could probably make that happen.
Yeah. I actually don't really have one. Nothing's on batteries. Nothing's running that way. I don't have anything else planned tonight. Today was F Bill Day.
Fantastic. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
We have an hour and 10 minutes of bad life
remaining.
Like,
hey, do you come
White.
On to our show and talk about you? It's when I have to come up with a speech about the factoid that I don't quite have a grip on that makes me nervous. That's why I tend not to do it. I tend to only talk about stuff I really know well.
Oh, we've
I see
got
people who plan to do hacker talks, and they're like, "Hey,
Jason,
know,
we're going to conduct a
on
test.
What TCP/IP does, and then I'll be ready for the talk." And I'm like, "Oh,
hey,
why are you doing that to us,
Jason?
Yeah.
Pull your headphones off your ears for a minute. You might hear a pop.
All right,
it might cause bleeding."
Where is this?
Over here.
How does
See, that's
that,
when it goes back to hell.
That goes back to hell.
Back to hell.
All right. Running
so whatever
ace.
That is.
That's a lap. That's the power supply on a laptop.
Right. Something there is really fucking broken.
Actually, it's just the power supply on a laptop. It's interfering with the audio.
Wow. Wow, that thing's horrible.
Yeah.
Do you have a wireless mic?
No, it's That's actually the laptop that we're using Skype on.
Say it again, sir.
That's the laptop that we're using Skype on. That's what happens
right.
when we plug the power into it.
So wait, if you don't have the power, this is when you don't have the power in it?
Yeah, right now there's no power in it, but if we put it in, it causes a buzzing, which you can hear. We can hear slightly on our end, but apparently anything coming back, it's a huge amount of interference.
Wow, that is infamous. How long does your laptop battery last?
1 hour, 15 minutes
that's
of charge remaining.
That's what it's saying.
Depth charges are in place, Admiral.
What we're going to do
is horrible. Actually, that's not true. Mine lasts about 45 minutes. I'm running a HP Pavilion, which is basically a luggable. So
yeah.
Like a 17-inch or 18-inch screen. And people see it, and they're like, why? You know, because it's got a full numeric keypad, and it's got a Harman Kardon sound system. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't like laptops. I want the experience of some big fucking thing in front of me. Anyway, so if that's the case, then we should probably go ahead and work from there.
Yeah, we're gonna get going. Here's the rundown. Is we're going to start with a little clip, Star Wars spoof that we found. It's about 2 minutes. It's going to run into the show intro. The show intro is about 5 minutes. I'll introduce everybody, introduce you, and then go around and just talk about
what's been happening, what's been going down in Chinatown
with us, with you, you know, the past couple weeks, really quick, sure. And then we're gonna start in on you
interrogating, pretty much,
yeah, something like that.
I'm worried about your battery, but that's me.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little worried about it now too. So, what's gonna happen is, just to get a little extra life, when we start the intro
here I lost you completely.
Did you really?
Oh, there you are.
Huh.
We're back.
Yeah, that Skype just cutting out.
Well,
I don't have anything going on my internet line, so.
Just joking.
I've got a T1 coming into the house.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a little headroom in that.
Well, no, I don't, because of cd.textfiles.com.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a Japanese schoolgirl dropped into a prison. It's really bad sometimes. People are like, oh my god, it's every shareware program ever. I must have it right now.
I just want to let you know that we're probably going to use that as a sound effect from now on.
That was great. Yeah. That was fantastic.
All right.
One of the things I'm known for is I don't always say very couth things.
Big City is not known for that either.
Nobody listens to the show anymore.
On this show, you could say whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
And the thing that shocks most people is that I'm actually married.
It shocks me because you do all this stuff and you're still married.
Oh, well, yeah, so, exactly. The wife with her...
Either you have a lot of money...
Weak second life habit. She's totally unsympathetic.
Yeah, either you have a lot of
money...
Also,
my wife knows what she married. I mean, it wasn't some surprise. It wasn't like she, you know, was hanging out with me at the bar, and I was talking about sports, and then we got married, went over the threshold, and boom, I'm in the computer room.
Well, I just figured maybe you probably had the biggest dong a white guy's ever had.
Something.
You know? Lots of money. Something like that.
Right.
That's interesting. So you're cutting out again.
Am I?
Wow.
See, I just cracked a joke that I figured you probably didn't think was funny at all.
That's exactly what I'm worried about. I don't want to give the impression of I just switched this over. I don't want to give the impression of untoward silences of disapproval.
You know, whatever you did, you sound a lot better right now than you did a minute ago.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Sound a lot better.
There is a chance that Jason Scott, master of audio, has been talking into the other side of the microphone.
Oh.
There is a chance that's what's going on, because I wasn't paying attention. It's dark in this room.
It sounds...
It sounds
infinitely better.
Fantastic.
I need you to turn your levels down.
Would be me talking into the back of the microphone, so the cartoid was saying, what the fuck is behind me?
All right, now you definitely got to bump your levels down.
Excellent. One moment.
I've got it set on max battery.
The DeVry Institute. How about now?
Say some more stuff. Keep talking.
Let's see. What horrible thing can I say?
Tell us more about being a Japanese schoolgirl in a prison.
Japanese schoolgirl in a prison.
Was it a good experience?
There was a review that I gave of a hentai game once that said that if you thought that Three's Company was like a Russian realist novel, then this game will be the fantasy that you want to involve yourself in. How's that?
Nice.
All right.
Plenty of Pretty Sisters.
You want to get a promo, Adam?
It was the story. It was actually the story of a guy who is visited by these space aliens who are all cute Japanese girls who modify his parents so they think that they actually are all their daughters. And they live with you, except every once in a while they do you if you make the right choices.
Nifty.
One of them's a robot, one of them's like another like transporting spirit and so on stuff and da da da. But it's like Plenty of Pretty Sisters. I'm like, what a fine game that is. How am I sounding for levels? Or am I
You're sounding fantastic, man. It sounds
Excellent.
Like you're here with us now. as opposed to being in a cave with a microphone.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, so hopefully the cutting out doesn't screw us up, because I made a joke about the size of your dong and you being married for so long that
Right, and then I'm sitting there like, and it sounds like I'm steaming.
Or yeah. You're really thinking about
it. Yeah, I didn't think you thought it was funny. I was worried if I offended
you. Yeah, he was going to hang up.
Massive dong. I can't... How do I riposte that? What possible comeback could I come back with some enormous penis joke? This is so unexpected on Hacker Radio. Hacker Radio talks about enormous penises and VoIP. I think that's pretty much the entire spectrum of.
We talk about other stuff. We're dynamic,
dude. I have incredible throughput on my VoIP. Really, I have a massive wang. End of show. Let's play some radio. Anyway, all
thanks,
right. Let's
thanks
go.
For giving us the validation we needed.
Yeah, just saying.
We needed to be validated.
Well, sorry. You have to have the beginning. Hi, everyone. Hi. Really sorry about the last few weeks. I've been busy.
Get down. What's up, everybody? This is F-Bill Radio.
Damn. It's time for Malice Factor.
Malice Factor, what's going on? I was like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
From Malice Factor's own noobs.
Fuck Oracle. Hi. Call that fuckface.
You call him fuckface.
I'm gonna call that bastard fuckface.
Call him F.
You actually call him up on the phone and call him fuckface.
He's a little gay faggot. I'll kick his ass. I'm gonna tell him. Fuck dude. Dude, screw Larry Ellison.
F Oracle.
Damn. All I gotta say is fuck Oracle. Damn. Fuck Oracle and their stupid asses.
Damn. So what are we talking about this week?
I sodomized Mr. White.
Damn.
We're live again, you bitches.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, apparently that time you didn't just blast it out.
Yeah, you didn't just yell into the mic.
Yeah! That's awful, man. Yeah. That is so bad.
Yeah, seriously.
Fool! I got really nothing to say this time. I was so amped up about the other time that I got nothing this time.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what...
That's
good.
That's what happens, you know?
Yeah, when you waste all your energy, like...
Yeah, like I'm doing all
did
pre-show
you hear,
stuff.
Like Scott Stapp got into a drunken fist fight with 311 in the hotel.
Did they stab him?
No, no one died.
Please tell me he stabbed him.
No, no one died. Nobody died, unfortunately. But apparently, like he walked into the hotel and he went to the Sum 41 guys or 311 guy. It was Sum 41. Like,
yeah.
And he, like,
dude, you've got to trust your instincts and let go of regret. You gotta.
Dude, he went up to his wife and he grabbed on her titties.
Oh, he's still married? Didn't he get
you
divorced?
Said titties.
Oh. All right, cut it. Cut it.
It's just a booby fumble, you
just
know?
Cut it.
This is live recording.
Live recording?
A live recording. Currently, as we process it in our brains live.
You want to bump up this laptop?
Yeah, it's wicked low. Oh, pump the jams, pump it up. Pump it up, dance. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna put you nice and high to give you lots of control over the whole thing. How do you like that? Can you smell what the rock is cooking? I'm cooking a little bit of gravy right now. Mashed potatoes. With some caramelized sweet potatoes. A couple yams. Yams.
This is all the way bluesy.
I like beets. And radishes and turnips. We were watching that show Doug on Nickelodeon and it had beets. Band beets.
I don't know, I never watched Doug.
It wasn't that good.
Right. Word up, son.
I need it right now.
Yeah, nigga.
So take it all. Take it
dude,
all.
Dude, what's with
all
the two dongles?
One's, use the main one. Don't use the little secondary one.
Oh.
Because the secondary
one. Chop
like,
it off.
Dude, if you use that one, it won't work. You can only use the primary process.
It's like an extension, right?
I don't know what it does.
Yeah, I think if you only got like one USB port or something like that.
Oh.
Like if you're a fag like that.
Like if your computer's from 1982.
Yeah. Let's remove everything from the library. Ooh, give me that pop-up, baby. Give it to me.
Give you the pop-up.
Give me the pop-up.
Pop it up. Oh, pop the jams. Pop it up. Like a futon. Move it on the dance
floor. What do we got? Tunes? Tunes.
Tunes.
Oh, Astro Ninja!
Classical.
Somebody just arrived in Chinatown right now. They broke something. They arrived and broke something all the same thing, and they're coming upstairs.
You alright, dude?
Yeah.
What'd you break?
Huh?
What'd you break?
What do you mean, break?
Sounded like something shattered.
Yeah,
glass. Something
shattered.
Oh, that's the bells on the back of the door.
Is that the glass from the window that you busted your elbow through to come in?
Yeah, I was locked out of the house, and guys weren't coming downstairs, so...
Were you knocking?
We have headphones on. We couldn't hear you.
Yeah. No, dude, I just got in. I'm CPT, you know?
I'm gonna have to edit that. Damn it, I hate having to edit shit.
How'd you like Gears of War?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah? How'd you like it again?
Man... It was nice being able to play better than somebody.
Hey, shut your pie hole.
Wow, you're panty out of breath because you're carrying Big City on your back. Reference to last time. Yeah, sorry about that, Jess.
So, Mr. White, do you want to say a couple words into the microphone so we could all hear your voice?
I don't want to.
We'll just say one other thing, then.
Say what other thing?
Tell me about the Berserker that we just recently faced.
Dude, that thing scared the shit out of me again.
Yes. It
fucking freaks me out, dude.
When it's like... Berserker?
Right next to you? Yeah, dude, we took it. He only died like 7 times.
It's not bad.
Dude, it wasn't 7, it was like 5.
I actually didn't die this time.
Awesome.
You died once.
Shut up, I didn't. Did I?
Yeah, right in the beginning, right. The first shot.
Damn.
Alright, I died.
You were trying to help me up, though. I'll admit it.
Yeah, I was trying to help him up
so
after he got hit.
How far did you guys get beyond the Berserker fight?
Not much further.
Basically, we just made it to, like, the Outlaws camp.
Ah.
And decided to can it. That was about quarter of.
Awesome.
Then we came in this room here, and we sat down at chairs like this. Very similar to these chairs.
Maximum vintage.
Like a surgeon.
Did you show Big City the PS3?
He saw it, but he didn't. I didn't want him to touch it without you here.
I didn't want to touch it. I didn't ask.
It's good. It's good that you didn't do that.
Why is that?
Because that fucking thing costs more than you do.
Because you're a control freak.
Yeah, that helps too.
I see.
So where the hell were you?
Dude, don't ask me questions about tonight, alright? I'm gonna ask you, don't ask me.
Alright.
No, it's a fucking diner, and it was taking Igor the fucking waiter like 20 minutes to bring out the fucking drinks. So... What turned into a quick bite to eat turned into, oh hey, let's wait 40 minutes for our fucking food to come out, and then another fucking 20 minutes for the bill.
So you didn't like Igor?
Igor was a fucking asshole. I left him a small tip.
How small? Like a virgin?
Excuse me?
Nothing, I didn't say anything. I wasn't speaking.
Oh, we got some echo going in here, huh?
Where?
Yeah.
In the headphones.
Only in your headphones, maybe.
Oh, alright.
Not here, a little echo.
I just sound very deep. My voice says...
The place sounds hollow tonight.
It's got a lot of depth to it.
Yeah, definitely hollow. Hollowness. I'm hearing some hollowness.
What was that door behind you?
That was me moving the shit. You know what I mean, dude?
Yeah, but I'm saying close that door behind you.
Close what door behind me? Oh... Behind Mr. White, you mean.
Whatever. You guys are over here.
Yeah, I know we all look alike to you. Fucking racist.
Kramer, motherfucker.
You white people, you all look alike to me. Can't tell the differences between you two. You're all white and shit. So, Malice Factor, would you like to say a few words into the, for the audience?
I was saying a few words the whole time before, man. You mean to tell me you weren't checking my levels then?
No, because your face wasn't sucking the mic down.
It's not sucking the mic down now.
You're definitely way closer than you were.
Yeah. Or something.
What, dude, can you just say a few words or no?
I have been talking this whole time, dude.
Yeah, but you've been very argumentative.
So, really, you know, Gears of War is probably one of the sweetest games I've played in a long time.
Save it for the show, because we got nothing else to talk about.
Oh, cool. Well, those are a couple words. I hope that was good enough for you.
That was a great set of words. Mr. White, can you play the music, please? The
background? I'm working on it. Can you, if you don't mind, give me a minute on that?
You might have such a fucking pie hole, in other words.
Alright.
Cool.
Okay. What was that? I'm kidding, I didn't tell those.
I'm glad you did, because I can't see over what you're looking at.
It's a poorly crafted joke. I didn't think it was a joke, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
Like a surgeon.
Wow, X-Men Illustrator dies in Superman pajamas.
What?
This on CNN.com. Check it out right now.
That is an insult.
Wearing Superman pajamas and cover of his Batman blanket. Comic book illustrator Dave Cockrum died Sunday. The 63-year-old overhauled the X-Men comic and helped popularize the relatively obscure Marvel comics in the 1970s. He helped turn the title into a publishing sensation and major film franchise. Cockrum died in his favorite chair at his home in Belton, South Carolina, after a long battle with diabetes and related complications. His wife, Patty Cockrum.
How do you spell Cockrum?
Cockrum. Literally. I'm telling you, it's C-O-C-K-R-U-M.
What a shitty situation.
At Cockrum's request, there will be no public services and his body will be cremated, according to Cock's funeral home.
That's terrible.
His ashes will be spread on his property. A family friend said he will be cremated in a Green Lantern shirt.
Cremated in a Green Lantern shirt?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Long delay on that one, man. What are you doing? Checking out the 5,000 emails you haven't looked at since last time we taped?
No.
Did you see the boobs guy?
No.
I forgot that email.
Somebody sent us a picture of boobs.
Fuck. He sent us a picture of titties, and you forgot it. You did it on purpose.
I forwarded it to you. You should have it in your account if you didn't delete it. Please tell me you didn't delete it.
What account did you forward it to?
Your Malice Factor account.
Malice Factor at FactorMalice.com. Yeah. Bitch.
Dude. Fuck that.
Bless you.
Thanks. Anybody seen
you? You have no chance to survive, made your time.
No, what? But I heard it was awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Anybody seen the new James Bond movie yet?
You have no chance to survive, made your time.
I saw Borat, that's it.
How was that?
Stop that.
You have no chance to survive, made your time.
It was really fucking funny at times.
Awesome.
Like at times I was just kind of like, oh my god. Like when that gigantically fat guy that was in it was completely naked and sitting on his face.
Yeah, I heard that's how...
And he had his balls, and he's like, look at my testes.
Is this it? Your show does not suck?
Yeah, number one.
Yeah, you're going to have to read that email.
Hello, gents. thanks for putting out a kick-ass show for people to listen to. I drive all day and need quality programs to listen to, something not produced by Clear Channel. I'm attaching a few pics of some ladies that caught my eye while running down the road, seat covers and CB lingo. Hope you like them. I'll send a few MP3s, too. You play some good stuff, but less Led Zeppelin and more Barbie Girl. Okay, awesome.
Hey, I got a question for you there, Sparky.
What's up, dude?
But I can't say it over the...
Play some Gears of War. Gears of War.
That we were.
So now you guys have been inspired to go out and buy a 360.
I would if I had one.
I'm putting it on my bridal registry. Or like our wedding thing.
You're a fag.
Dude, on the registry.
Dude, you should not put... should not... Dude, you should just not put... Fucking...
A 360 on your bridal registry.
On the wedding registry, you know? Not on her registry for her wedding. But on the other thing.
Yeah. Let's open up every Hebdo radio show with the Barbie song. Huh?
He had it, not me.
You're an asshole.
I guess my mic isn't hot. It just sounds hot.
It's not hot.
Your mic's not hot.
Nigga.
Dude, whatever, Kramer. You don't have to go there.
Yeah, what are you, a member of the NYPD?
Did NYPD shoot black guys?
Did you not hear about that?
I heard, I didn't know they were black guys.
Yeah, dude. Fucking three of them shot up 50 times.
Why?
Because they ran the car to a black guy or something. That's what he said. That's the two times they had a DNA clips. They shot them.
This is so bad.
Nigga!
Yo, did you guys get this email about the interview thing?
No.
It went to all four of us.
Oh, yeah, I responded to him. I told him I'd do it like on Monday, but I never got back to him.
You need to get like a publicist or something.
Well, dude, I told him like maybe Monday. Cause I was like, it's holiday weekend, whatever. I'm game for doing it.
That
first one I said, yeah. First one I said, I'm like, yeah, I'm game for doing it. So we got to do it. Dude, he sent us an email. Said he was on a podcast.
But fuck him.
AlexDashKennedy.com.
Yeah.
That song is loud.
Yeah, it's really loud. Dude, you have it on your computer.
Let's try another song. That's a good median. You should adjust the volume off of this.
We're at max for everybody else's microphone volumes.
Well, you can bump this down. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to bump it down a little bit.
All right, we'll see how we go right there. I don't want any lower.
Take the microphones off a hair.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Should take
the edge off.
Yeah, there's a little bit of edge.
See? Yeah, it's a little, the edge is no more.
I feel edgy. Malice Factor, talk to me.
What?
Say some words. You never talk. Say fucking anything.
Dude,
say,
are you trying to say I don't participate?
Good day.
Are you trying to say I don't
good day.
I don't show up on time and stuff? Fuck.
Dude, so
who's gonna get interviewed by Alex J. Tanner?
Well,
I
don't
do it, but...
I mean, if you want to talk to him, talk to him.
Are you gonna talk to him?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll send him a clip of me talking to him.
That's a good question, Alex.
That's a good idea.
Exactly what I think about horny toads.
Hang on, stop the music for a sec. Here, I'll send him this.
Stop the music.
Ah, thanks. I love being here. I'll have a cup of coffee if you don't mind.
Yes, I have a huge erection at the moment. No, no, nothing new, really. Why is that giraffe eyeballing me like that? You know, camels spit. They don't swallow. Thanks, thanks. I appreciate it. I look forward to coming back again. Oh, no, no. I insist. No, your mother has the better tits. Your mother. All right, that's it. That's all I was going to do.
That's funny.
I'll send that to him and be like, hey, I can't do an interview with you, but here.
This is some canned clip.
Here's basic.
You can send him this whole clip. Yeah, Alex, that's Big City's interview. Of course, if you like to interview me in a proper manner, that's fine. But that's all you get out of Big City.
Hey.
That's all you get out of him.
Look, asshole.
Ubuntu.
Yeah.
Ubuntu is the best OS
I'm
playing.
Samsung monitor.
Looks nice, man.
Dude, thanks.
It does look nice in the background there.
Yeah.
Is that it in the background?
And you were actually working on it, too? Wasn't just sitting there?
Yeah.
You actually...
Awesome. I was using this. I used this to pay credit card bills.
Sweet.
Were you, like, actually typing a real letter to somebody with that?
I was, actually.
An email?
Yes.
You? Oh, my God.
I burned the CD. Not really. That was a blatant lie.
I put something I put something on a floppy disk with... Ubuntu. Did you get Dueling Ninjas off that album?
No, there's Dueling Banjos.
There's Dueling Ninjas, too.
Oh, really?
Your Acoustic Ninjas. Your Trace Bundy thing.
Yeah, I should pull that off. We should start the show with this.
Yeehaw!
No,
Ekbil Radio!
Ekbil Radio! Riding the donkey to work.
I got a lot of albums, dude.
Yeah.
I got like 3-4 discs worth of albums.
Is that because he's the king?
My mother's big Elvis fan.
That's Mrs. White to you. Like, Mrs. White the man. Okay?
Alright, are we...
I'm ready to go, bitch.
Are we ready to start this thing? Alright, then I'm gonna... You all set with your stuff?
Am I good with the levels, man?
Yeah, you're great with the levels.
Awesome.
You're like Tits McGee.
Sweet. Mr. White, are you ready?
What do you want to start off with?
Why don't you just start with something?
I said banjos.
You want me to start with banjos?
Why don't you start with anything?
Or David Bowie, Ground Control.
I don't want to start off on like a bad note. Like
like last time.
Yeah, can't be a deep song.
Yeah.
There we go. So kill the mics.
Kill them.
Kill the mics, motherfucker.
You okay with that over there, man?
Yeah, I think like this, he can look at the stuff and still be talking into the mic at the same time. I don't think he's figured this one out yet.
When's he coming over anyway?
I don't know. I'm kind of wondering when he's going to show up.
Maybe he thought we canceled the show.
Perhaps. I mean, probably give him till like 6:30 and then call him. Be like, where are you?
Get How do you like the weather we got out there, man?
It sucks, man.
Yeah, dude, I...
Fucking didn't go outside all day today.
Yeah, dude.
Sucks balls.
It's horrible, man.
I think I figured out what the problem was.
With?
Why the shows have been sucking lately.
Why is that? Lack of ability?
No. bitch.
Right, you ready to play the music?
Dude, you totally ruined the beginning of the show.
You ruined the beginning of the show by calling
Maybe
him a bitch.
You turned the sound down or something. It's not me. I haven't touched that thing over there
It's coming.
While.
What is this, the sound of silence?
This is what we're going to leave for the beginning of the show. I mean, it fucking sucks.
Why does this suck?
All right, stop. Cut.
All
right, Mr. White, we're going to do a little session right now. Break 1479er. How you doing today, man? Mr. White, here we are on FBL Radio.
What are you doing, dude?
I was giving you an intro.
Really? That's one hell of an intro.
Oh, yeah. It was like a weird-ass 80s gay intro.
That it is.
Everybody, we got Mr.
80s
White.
Gay intro.
Are those Nintendo games?
They are.
How much did you buy these for?
Same on there, man.
You paid $10 for Pac-Man?
Right. Apparently.
Did you ever play Pac-Man Fever?
Apparently you don't read Rapid Fire, man.
No, what?
Notice the name of the company that's on the
10-gen? Yeah.
These are 10-gen cartridges, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking believe it when I walked into the store and I saw these things. You notice that these ugly black cartridges do not look like the ugly fucking gray cartridges on the NES.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that right off the bat. They don't have that little yellow thing that some of the black ones have, though.
Right. 10-gen. Wow, nice. Something useful on Slashdot.
Yeah, useful on Slashdot.
10-gen, I think, was an American branch of Namco, or it was a subsidiary of Namco. Back in the day, if you wanted to produce games for the NES, you had to have your game project approved by Nintendo. And not only that, you had to actually buy the cartridges from Nintendo and put your shit onto it. So, in essence, the only way you were going to get your fucking shit onto Nintendo's product was if you allowed them to ass rape you several times.
I see.
So what Tengen,
I'd let them ass rape me.
Right. So what Tengen did, they produced their own cartridges that weren't licensed by Nintendo, and they started distributing them, so they completely undercut Nintendo's, you know, fucking chain of distribution and everything. There was a big lawsuit that lasted for a few years, which Namco, or Tengen, ended up losing. So they had to recall all the fucking cartridges, stop manufacturing them, and fucking destroy what they had created.
By the Empire?
By the Empire. So, that's in the Scientology doctrine.
Yes. Yes.
What type of a fucking idiot
Static.
Would say that shit seriously?
I know, it's great. This is so great. I fucking love it.
I love this shit.
Fuck your mothers.
Dude, is there any reason why I'm aux?
Yes.
Should this, like, be direct in over here? This, M-audio?
I don't know.
Phones out?
Don't destroy it.
I told you to look at the cords for anything.
Let's go in here. Wow. Because that was plugged into me. And I was an aux.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Now it works.
My bad.
It's okay. I didn't know what was going on.
Why did Xenu take the alien?
Yeah!
Why did he do that, Mr. White? You're a Scientology expert.
I don't know.
We have here in the studio Mr. White, resident Scientology expert and former fascist. Mr. White.
Yes.
Part of Scientology's secret advanced technology doctrines taught only to members who have already contributed large amounts of money to the organization.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It was
yes, you have to buy your way through the fucking ranks.
I don't see how that's any different from Catholicism, but...
Or Masons.
Well,
or
they're Mason. Just flat out about it. I mean, they just come out and fucking say it. You gotta buy it. They charge your ass to like an e-reading. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Hail to the king, baby.
It gets better, man.
Suck my nuts.
It was all made up by a dude who wrote a book.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard. He's a fucking science fiction writer.
Science fiction guy. I think I've read some of his work. So these people actually believe it? It's not just a front?
Dude. No, this is like seriously like...
But they're like really crazy, right?
I mean...
Well, look at Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
What? That's gotta be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. And I've heard a lot of stupid shit before.
Actually, Norris is kind of more stupid.
Tonight's musical guest...
I was like, I'm not doing it! I'm not doing it! Captain's possessed!
Everybody gotta eat, right, y'all? It's the food, baby.
Hey, numbnuts, can never mind. I gotta stop you for a sec, because I was trying to get the sound right on this thing.
So, you've been inspired by my constant blogging? Big City?
Yes, I love it.
Do you really?
I read it.
So, I was like...
Which is more than what most people say.
I mean, what do you want me to say here? Like,
nothing.
If I sat here and said, yeah, I love it and I can't get enough reading of it, that would be a definite lie. And I'm
What's
not a liar.
On, hey?
It's not flaming.
Motherfucker!
Stupid fucking noob.
Mouse.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, you have a family to support.
Who's the nation?
All right. It was
so much quieter without him here last week.
Can I get a mic check?
With like that mic off?
Mic check.
Did you notice that?
No.
Did you notice?
It was this was positioned this way too.
Yeah,
I sat like where you. I was like in this chair.
I told you,
so
I was staring at
stuff,
mug.
And then I went like this. So we were like facing each other.
Right, for the first time in FBL history.
Yeah, like no.
I don't think I could stare at either of you guys for the full hour.
Well, that's good.
I like when we used to have lunch. I didn't like having to stare at you for the full time period then.
We never looked at each other.
And that's true. We definitely like looked around as we ate.
Awesome.
We make eye contact and go back to
I don't stare at. Yeah, I don't stare at people.
I don't stare at anyone. I don't like looking at people.
My father weirds me out, like, when we go out to dinner, like, just him and I or something. Like, we're eating someplace a little...
extra close?
A while ago. And we're, like, sitting right here. My father's got no problem just, like, looking right at me. So every time I look up, he's, like, looking at me. And it's, like, after, like, 20 minutes, you're like, God, just fucking look over there.
Stare away.
Your mom's not home, is she?
Not yet.
Ah.
Is that a new Darth Maul on the...
No, that's an old Darth Maul. Has been there for a long time. Will you stop that?
I got one of those dangly things hanging from the top of my mouth.
Remind me of a giraffe dying and giving birth.
You remind me of a dying giraffe. Spewing forth esophageal pieces.
Stop that. Stop it.
This mic is good.
Oh, what a liar. Who did that?
Fuck your mother.
All right, say something.
Like
hang on, I gotta say something. say a couple things for
giraffes
me.
Giraffes are just weird ass creatures.
I know, they are weird.
Giraffes
are
weird.
Guy, that was
very
totally
strange.
Creative. That was definitely a creative.
Even if he is a fucking loon. I mean,
check,
you think
check,
Zeno
check,
is gonna
check,
come
check,
down
check,
and,
check.
You know, fucking...
Dude, I cannot...
So awesome.
You guys have to stop talking.
Okay, then mute the mics.
Oh, yeah, good idea. I have the power. I am Xenu. Peace out. Check, 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 check. Yeah, Xenu in the hizzy. Busy. I think I'm going to be all set at this level because I'm going to talk like this most of the show.
Mics, correct? Huh? What the fuck are our mics? His is not, right?
His is a dynamic.
Your mic is dynamic. Look at it. It's
you got a dynamic. Your mic has a dynamic. It's technically dynamic. It's got a
it's
dynamic
technically
front
dynamic.
End with a condenser back end, and this is a condenser mic.
So what's the difference again?
It's basically a condenser. I don't know.
Did anyone see Saw 3?
No.
Why is there going to be a Saw movie every year that's gay?
Saw movies are
Lionsgate is like the fucking Capcom of the movie industry. Fuck Capcom.
Capcom had Mega Man.
Fuck them. Fuck Mega Man, too.
You didn't like Mega Man?
My fucking point is proven. How many Mega Man games are there?
Dude, Mega Man X was pretty good.
Yeah, that was like 18 years ago, man. Need to let it go.
That's fucked up.
That was awesome.
Whatever, Wii Boy. Wii Blow.
Whatever, dude. I have a PS3 pre-order. Hey, hand me a... Diet Coke out of there.
Did you pre-order the Wii?
No, it was practically impossible to pre-order a Wii. Shit sold out in a couple minutes.
It's impossible to pre-order a PS3, but he's got one.
Right,
yeah,
because nobody wanted it.
Just wait till you buy a new car.
Yeah, pretty much.
The dude I work with, though, pre-ordered a Wii.
Yeah, you had to get lucky, dude.
He went to Toys R Us at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I wasn't about to do that on Sunday.
Which guy is that?
The Ukrainian dude.
Oh, fuck him.
For his son, for his birthday.
Oh, fuck his son, too.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Tell him to fuck off and give me the pre-order.
He wanted a PS3. He was like, I'm not spending $600.
So I'll spend $250 instead, like a noob.
And get the dynamic controller.
And get...
Yeah. Mr. White, can you say four words for the record?
Giraffe fuck goats.
It's only three.
Giraffe love goatsy.
.com.
Isn't it goat.ce?
I don't know, dude. I've never been to that site.
I fucking hate Red Bull.
Why?
I don't know. I like Sobe Adrenaline Rush like so much better.
I don't really mind Red Bull.
Because you've drank a lot of them, haven't you? Drinking this makes you want to have like a Jaeger. And that's good shit.
That's usually Jaeger bomb. Like Red Bull.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't know anything about alcohol. I'm not a drunk.
Dude, your mic picks up way more than our two mics do.
Oh, absolutely.
This is only your mic.
I understand that.
It's a condenser mic.
Yeah.
No, but yours is a condensing blue ball of death, and we don't hear shit.
Yeah, that's because it's been dropped on the floor several times, so it's probably broken. No, I was trying to get him to wig out.
No, I've been... If I wasn't poor, I'd probably buy another mic.
Yeah, that's why if I sell the PS3 for a healthy profit, we're going to get another mic out of it.
Actually, I would do is build a wall around Big City and all the computers to put us into a quiet space. And then, like...
Just let him, like, in the unquiet zone, forlorn and exiled.
With all the heat and the fans and the monitor.
That is not funny. I don't even find that to be amusing.
Is your mic even on, douche?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
like people do that shit.
Yeah, I get it.
Stupid joke.
It just sounds like you're only getting picked up in this mic. Your mic isn't even out.
Well, yeah, my mic's wicked directional. It's wicked directional.
It's wicked directional.
I'm talking this way, not this way, talking this way.
So is the blue mic good? Is he trying to say it sucks?
It is the balls, man.
No, it is good. And this mic is great, too. Like,
yeah, we need to buy another one of those mics. But, where'd you get that from?
Oh, man, it's going to be so loud if we buy another one of these. Did you want to use that? I could use that one.
Dude, I don't fucking care. It's whatever works.
I thought you liked your ball.
Dude, you bought it for me. It was a gift. I thought you liked
it. You cannot give me this microphone.
However you want to use it, dude. I'm all for making the show sound better. I'm not, like, you know, materialistic like that. You kind of pushed me in that zone, though. You're like, well, I don't know if you're my mic stand. I thought you liked, like, your mic
stand.
Yeah,
and plus you were like, dude, those are my headphones, not your headphones.
Yeah,
or
seriously.
His headphones. Those are mine.
Yeah.
You are blue. I am red. He is green.
Right.
I've been
what?
Forced.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I've been forced. I have to be yellow, and I want to be blue sometimes.
Because you got the short. You could be whatever you want. You go fucking buy it.
Yeah, you egotistical bastard.
You're limiting my self-expression.
You're a fucking liar. You're going to hell when you die.
I just bought you a 10-foot cable instead of a 20 because this shit's like $15 cheaper.
No, I'm just busting your balls because he's like, I want to have a different mic.
I want to have a different one.
He can have whatever mic he likes.
I'm just saying I want to have some fun.
When he sells his
PS3
for $12,000, he can go buy a new microphone.
Can I top colors?
Don't fuck with that thing.
Don't. Just don't.
Otherwise, you will be buying yourself a laptop to bring over here, too.
Right, an iMac book. Thing.
Which I will punch you in the face and steal from you.
You won't be able to get me. I'll go on safari.
Aren't you going on safari soon?
Yeah, it's a couple months.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude, I saw the ugliest fish in the world the other day.
A grouper?
And it... No. Close. It might get ugly. It's from New Zealand.
Black lips.
It's from New Zealand.
What was the name of it?
I gotta look this thing up.
Yeah, New Zealand ugly fish.
Dude, do it. News.google.com. I'm sure we'll pull that up.
I'm starting to lose it, guys.
This thing was like, lose what?
My sanity up here.
Ah, good. Just shut up. That's why we need that wall.
It says a lot of dead ugly fish.
You just bust out, like, hey, we're in the middle of talking about something, and all of a sudden you're like, I saw the ugliest fish in the world the other day.
Because you said grouper.
Grouper from New Zealand.
Groupies.
You
think groupies from New Zealand have beards?
I think they got orcs.
Do they all look like Peter Jackson? He's from New Zealand, right?
I think he's from someplace.
He's from New Zealand.
You think he's gay?
Dude, he's making a Halo movie, and that's gay.
Yeah. About time somebody said it.
I mean, seriously, that's stupid.
Damn. And you're probably going to see it like 5 times.
Your Master
Chief.
No, I'm not.
Outfit.
Dude.
You can buy a 360, just play Phalo Wars, which is my way of combining the word Halo and fag.
Didn't you ever watch the extra discs in the special edition of Halo 2?
No.
You would have known then that Halo was made to be a cinematic game and they don't need to make a movie after it.
You would know that Halo was originally designed to be an RPG on a Mac many, many years ago.
Yeah, just like Lode Runner, bitch.
That's going to be one of the funniest game names ever. Lode Runner.
Dude, Lode Runner 2 was awesome. I loved that game. That's why I'd get a Mac.
That's the only reason? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's the only reason I would get a Mac, too.
Where the hell did I see that?
Because, I mean, Wolfenstein 3D ain't worth getting.
A German woman won a lawsuit against a love witch who failed to induce her ex-boyfriend to come back with rituals under the full moon designed to cast a spell over him.
I put a spell on you.
The witch lost, said Munich District Court spokeswoman Ingrid Kapps. The love witch was ordered to return her 1,000 euro fee and pay several hundred euros in costs.
Dude, MF. Do you watch Lost?
No.
You don't?
I don't watch TV.
Dude, you watch Sopranos?
Yeah, that's like
that's
once
not
every
TV.
2 years.
That's godliness.
That's HBO.
What?
Home box office.
I don't even know what to say to that, man. Alright, I think we're pretty much ready for the show, guys. Before we get all this
we're
out of
pumped.
Us.
Is it my baby mama late?
So I had to did what I had to did. I'm gonna leave your volume alone, let you fucking play it yourself.
No. Do it. I'm all set on here. Like I'm all middle.
Do
so
it.
Get it up a little bit.
Do
how
it.
Do you talk? How loud do you wanna be talking over it? Huh, spank-a-later?
Spank-a-later.
Get up a little bit more.
Police seek robber in a bush mask. Hey, speaking of local news...
I think that's probably good.
What was that thing about that dude that threw a keg in a fire?
Uh-oh.
Who did what? I didn't see that.
You guys didn't hear about
this? Damn, I just saw the keg Halloween costume.
Nah, apparently somebody threw a keg.
Full?
Not full, partially empty, but exploded.
I'd imagine.
They threw it into like a big drum that was flaming, and it exploded, killed some dude, injured 5 people.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, guys at work were talking about it today, and I was like, I totally heard about that. And they're like, really? Did you catch the guy? And I'm like, no, dude. In fact, my fiance, her friend from the nursing program, I guess, like, her boyfriend was a dude that got killed.
Is that in the U.S.?
Happened in Connecticut, dude.
Oh, I thought you said Germany.
No, local news.
That's fucking crazy.
Right.
So why do you check your phone when you mention the word fiancé?
I'm not checking my phone, man.
Yeah, right.
But dude, I'm not a fucking liar like you are.
You're just as bad as I am. Oh, my whole
that's so fucking harsh, dude. Damn.
When I say shit, I mean it. Not fucking...
Dude, you're just as whipped as I am. Why don't you just admit it? You reach for your phone.
Dude, you're just trying to fucking look for allies, and you're not going to find them. You're not going to get allies.
Yeah, my fiance mentioned no new voicemail messages that, that this dude died, and he was the second related to my sister's girlfriend's cousin.
Oh, this is great. We gotta read this. Fucking Florida. Only in Florida. A 15-year-old boy was arrested when deputies stopped him for driving a stolen bus along a public transit route, picking up passengers and collecting fares.
Hey, did y'all hear about the kid in Alabama that raped his mother?
No. Oh, damn, that's hateful.
That's not even funny, dude. Like, here we are, we're all laughing about a bus, and you just bust out and raped your mother.
Like, you're gonna top that story with a funnier one. It's totally not funny.
No, dude, this isn't like
I semi- see it in fucking boat.
Dude, you hear about that goat that raped your mother? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Funny.
Dude.
Well, not your mother, but you know what I'm saying.
It's from Alabama. Yeah, Alabama teen charged with raping his mom.
You let me complicate you.